Vâng.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to have a great look in the eye to become a better gardener. And if you live in the Northeast, we've had some great rain, a nice soaker all night long, beginning to slow down here in Maine where I live. But boy, the gardens are really going to pay off with this rain. We've had a hot summer, and food in the wild has dried out because of the heat, and some of you have been emailing me and telling me that you've had a problem with deer coming into your property and beginning to feed on your shrubs and trees, and it's due to the lack of rainfall and the high temperatures that we had during the month of July. So I called my friend Greg at Bobex to join us this morning to try and help you out, to give you ideas of ways that you can protect your gardens and your property from animals like deer coming in and really doing a job on you. So, Greg, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing well, and things are looking good outside after all that rain.
Oh, yeah, we needed it. We needed it. My grass and the lawn itself is looking a little brown, and this is going to help it pop back a little bit before the end of the year.
It sure is. Tell us about deer and different seasons. And right now we're in really hot weather. We're in a good growing climate, but what happens to the animals that live around our home?
Well, you're exactly right. It's not so much the food source as the moisture out there. If they're not near a river or stream or a lake or any type of body of water, if they're in the hills, let's say, it starts drying out, they can actually get moisture from the succulents. And if those succulents are depleted in the I'm talking about succulent plants. They can actually draw moisture from that and sustain them. So if there's nothing in the hills, they come down to the hills and into your yard, and they'll go after the hostas primarily because there's a lot of moisture in those plants. And we see this very evident in Texas. When we sell it to Texas and when drought happens, as of now, the product does very well because the deer are driven to find moisture and water. What you try to do, though, is you want to try to deter them by making those plantings that are known to be deer preferred plantings, and get them to be odd, get them to be different. Our product does that. Some other products do that too. You know, sprays, granulars, whatever you can do so that you can minimize the plant's attractiveness to the deer, and that's the whole goal.
Now, if you're going to apply Barbex, what is the best time and what is the most effective way of applying it? If you have a foundation planting, flower beds, tell us how we can get the best bang for our dollar.
Well, you have to be careful. You're heading toward, you know, the heat this time of year is very, very critical. Very sensitive plants out there can be damaged just by the water in the products. The term, I believe, is phytotoxicity. And what happens is if you spray during the heat of the day, you may damage your plants. So we tell people to spray before 85, you know, when it's cool in the morning or later after 5 o'clock at night. We use the 85-35 rule, meaning below 85 degrees Fahrenheit and above 35 degrees in the wintertime. What happens is the sun's magnification through the water droplet will magnify the intensity of the sun rays and actually cause some burning on the edges of the plant, the leaf system. And you really don't want that. You'll blame us. It was the product, but it's not actually the product chemicals and the chemistry inside the product. It was a mechanical action of the water. And this is all for all water-based products out there. You have to be very careful with that. The other thing when you're spraying your repellents, whether it's Bobex or some other product, you want to have a nice coating. You want to think about it as spraying a car. Put a nice coating on to the first drip, and then move on to the next section or the next plant. You don't need to douse your plant with any of these products. You just have a nice coating. You don't want to waste the material.
Now, if you have deer that are coming into your yard, how do we stop them?
Well, the idea is stop. There's several ways you can go about it, but the key is consistency. Even though, you know, you want to use your sprays, your granulars, any type of products that you use, but you've got to keep up with the consistency of it. Right now, I'm looking at my hostas, and they're looking a little sad this time of the year. A little bit buggy, a little bit brown, you know, a little bit wilted from the heat and stuff. But if I stop spraying right now, and I don't spray anymore, and I say, well, let the deer have the hostas, you know, they'll come in and they'll eat them. Well, guess what? You're telling the deer through condition and response, you're telling the deer that your property is a place for them to come into. You want to try to condition the deer, and especially now when you get, you know, everybody's a little bit tired of gardening and you've moved on to summer vacations now, but you've got to keep up the spraying, because once that deer knows that your property is a food source, they're going to come back. Whether it's tomorrow, next week, next year, or next summer, or next spring, they're going to remember that your property is food, and you don't want to have that link. So whatever method you're using, please keep using that method, because just like I can call my dogs in by giving them a treat at night. I bang their can that has their treats, and they come right in. It's a conditioned response. You're conditioning, and you're changing the behavior of the deer. And that's so vital that you just keep going. If you find a product that you like and it's working for you, don't leave that product, and just keep the spraying going, because, you know, even though you don't like what the hostas look like right now, when you do want something, when you do plant something, they're going to remember your property. So keep up with it.
You know, would you use the same principle if you're having rabbits or,
yep,
you know, animals coming into the yard? There, if you allow them to come in once, they're going to say, "Oh, it's okay now to come." Earlier,
yep,
they didn't want me there, but now it's okay.
I'm being rewarded. Yeah, they're getting a reward. The rabbits have a smaller territory that they go around in. The deer have a much bigger territory that they travel in, and you just want to make sure that, you know, unfortunately for your neighbors, you're pushing them off onto your neighbors and saying, "Hey, my neighbor next to me has a better buffet than I do, so go to them." So that's what you're saying to the deer, but what you want to do is you want to make sure that the product works for you. So yeah,
it does work
for rabbits, same thing.
Where can people go to get some information? Could you give us your website? I know you've got a great video there, and you've got a lot of great information. Tell us about the website where people can get more information.
Yep. If you go on the website, it's www.bobex.com. It's www.bobex.com. And there's some information, a tips page, and it's pretty much the same information that's for us, or if you're using another repellent or using a granular, that information's the common sense information that applies to all repellents. So if you have any questions, look on our tips page. There's a lot of information there that's common sense.
So from what I'm guessing is, if you allow the deer to come now, and because you say, well, the season's over, if they eat it, it isn't a big deal.
Yep.
They're going to know that they can come, and during the winter months, when the snow gets deep, if, again, they can't find food, they'll remember that, oh, I can go to Greg's house. He had hosta. I'll eat his ewes and holly.
Exactly, exactly. They'll remember that, hey, there's a food source at this spot. It becomes imprinted. You know, the same thing as conditioned response. We see it all the time. Behavioral modification. It's psychology 101. It applies to any animal, whether it's human or deer or rabbit. They're all going to be imprinted with this, and if they're rewarded, they're going to come back for that same reward. And you've got to be careful with that.
Now, during the summer, we get a lot of thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. What should people be aware of if we get, you know, a sudden storm, we get, you know, a good inch or more of rain? Should we reapply the product?
Well, Bob, actually, you don't have to. Like last night's rain was a very moderate rain. It wasn't one of those flash floods that the skies open up and scrub the product off its leaves. Last night's storm was a decent storm in New England. I apologize for your other listeners. I mean, you and I are from New England, and we share the same climates and the same storms. But for your other listeners who are outside this area, if you have a deluge of water that comes down, I do recommend you spraying again with Bob-X. But your other products, be careful. If they don't have a sticking agent in them, you do need to go out today, and you really should reapply your products today, because we had about an inch and a half of rain. With Bob-X, you wouldn't have to do that. But the other products, just you know, make sure that it's still on it. You know, if you can't see it, if you can't really smell it on the release.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Welcome to Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cody from Maine with a question about his tomatoes.
Good morning, Cody. How can we help you with your tomatoes this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm having some problems with these 3-inch green tomato, green worms that are eating my tomatoes. And there's some little baby ones, too. And I got a lot of them. I must have about probably 10 big ones and about 5 little baby ones. And I've been killing them. But I want to find out what I can use on my tomato plant so I won't destroy the tomatoes and the vines.
Okay. The best product, and it's totally natural, it's a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean, Cody. It's called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. They call it also spinosad. But it's a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean. And I use it in my garden because it will also take care of cabbage looper, inchworm. If you have trees and you get caterpillars on them, they'll make those nests. You spray that tree with that, and all the caterpillars will die. It's not a chemical. It's a bacteria, a naturally occurring disease that will kill that plant. It will kill that caterpillar in your garden. And you can spray your flowers, your roses, everything, because it basically will take care of caterpillar-type insects. Now, it also does very well on the Colorado potato beetle. And 2 years ago, I had an infestation. It was incredible. And no matter what I used, they just laughed at me. Well, my tomatoes and potatoes were close by. So I said, the heck with it. I'm going to try it. I put it on my potatoes, and the next morning, all the beetles were on the ground. It worked wonderful. But again, it's not a chemical. It's a naturally occurring bacteria that they found in a part of the Caribbean, and it was growing in a place where they were making rum. So they would make the rum, take all of the waste product, and they were dumping it onto the ground, and they found it living in that composting waste material that they used to make the rum. It's the newest organic product. It's wonderful, and I think it's going to be your answer. Now, there's one thing else, Cody. If you get a chance, go to my website, which is paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad. At the top of the page, I want you to click on newsletter. And when the newsletter page comes up, put your email address. And every single Thursday, we will send you a new newsletter about what's happening in the garden and some of the nice plants that are blooming. Now, once you've done that, and you go onto the page with the newest newsletter, you can go to the archive. And on the archive, you want to look at last week's newsletter, because last week I did a story in the newsletter about the tomato hornworm and blossom end rot. And that's a tomato that the bottom turns all black, and told you why it developed and how to control it. But go to paulparent.com, top of the page newsletter, click on it, and sign up for it. It's free. It comes out every single Thursday. I write three different stories every single week, and you can read this week, which is about the butterfly bush. I gave you a lot of tips on what to do in the vegetable garden that's there. And if you, once you get onto that web, onto the newsletter, go to archive and look at last week's newsletter, and there's everything you need to know about the tomato hornworm.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You worry, You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lenny from Cape Cod with a question about his rhododendron.
Lenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a question about my rhodies. This year,
yes.
I have yellowing of lower leaves on my rhodies, and I thought that this might be due to a fungus. So I sprayed with Serenade, but the problem persists.
Okay. If it was a fungus, what would happen is your leaves would turn yellow, and then you would start to get little black dots appearing on that leaf. If it's just turning yellow, or the overall color of the plant is fading from deep rich green to paler greens, it's a lack of iron in your soil. And that's something that does happen when you get acidic type soil. So there's a couple things that you can do. Fertilizing your plant with a product called Holytone, which is an all-natural, all-organic fertilizer that will work very, very well. There's also Dr. Earth. He has a rhododendron and azalea fertilizer. And both of these products have mycorrhiza, which will really help to make that plant nice and healthy. But what I would also do for a quick fix is get a product called Ironite, IRONITE, or something called chelated iron. Now, when iron is missing in the soil, and that's caused by acidity and different things, the iron being not being available to the plant will cause discoloration. So if you can get either a liquid iron or ionite or chelated iron, that will almost instantly change the overall color of foliage of any plant that's not as green as possible. I've used ionite on shrubbery and ground covers like English ivy, Pakistandra, first thing in the spring when the color doesn't look that good. I'll hit it with a liquid iron product and it greens right up. Then I'll use either Holytone or the Dr. Earth rhododendron fertilizer with all the trace elements. They contain iron, and that's a slow feed. But to give it a push, ionite or liquid iron, and that plant will green right up. The yellow will disappear, and the newer foliage on top will get even darker in color. But if it was a fungus, it would turn yellow, and then you'd start to see little black dots on it. And if that's the case, then serenade, but it takes more than one application. You would probably need two or three applications about 10 to 14 days apart. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Warner from Mass with a question about his pumpkins.
Good morning. Tell me about your pumpkins. What's happening?
Good morning, Paul. I'm looking at my pumpkins, and they're growing very nicely. But what else do I need to do to keep them growing?
Well, you have to say to yourself, it is August. And believe it or not, we're getting near the end of the growing season. We have all of August. We have all of September. And if you really want to have a good crop of pumpkins or make the ones that are there larger, a granular fertilizer that's designed to be slow release is going to help, but it's not going to push the plant. The best thing you can do now would be to get a liquid, something that's called water-soluble. And water-soluble is like Miracle-Gro. It's liquid seaweed. It's a fish emulsion. Something that you mixed with water, you apply it on the foliage and on the ground. The leaves can absorb the fertilizer directly into the plant. And that's seaweed, fish, and the blue stuff. And whatever falls off the foliage goes into the ground. The root system can instantly use that food to make it grow bigger and faster. A granular is long-term, and long-term is May, June. We're into August. We don't have time for long-term. We need results now because we are getting close to the end of the growing season. And we need to push. Water-soluble, Miracle-Gro, that liquid feed that Miracle-Gro has, it's like a bottle that you screw onto a special sprayer and it mixes all by itself. Get out in the garden, spray the foliage, soak the soil, and you're going to see things happen very, very quick. Again, it's August. We need to push if you want a good production for the fall season. Great question. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got a question from Marge from Cape Cod with a question about her hydrangeas.
Marge, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I love your show.
Thank you, Marge.
I have three Nico Blue hydrangeas that have been doing very well. I've cut them back in the past. And this year, once they bloomed, there were so many blooms, and then we had some heavy rainstorms that everything became top-heavy, and all four bushes just split, and all the branches and the flowers are lying on the grass. I don't know if I need to cut them right back to the ground and start over, or stake them, or what I should be doing.
Okay. Last year, Marge, I noticed that we had plenty of rain early on, and the hydrangeas, especially on Cape Cod, were huge. I've never seen big balls of blue hydrangea 3 to 4 foot tall. Normally they're 2.5 to 3.5 feet, but last year they were really, really big. So we had a plant that was bigger than normal. Now, a lot of the hydrangea will make flowers on the branches made the previous year. So if you had a branch that was 3 feet tall, the new growth came out on it and made these great big blooms, it would be top heavy, so the plant would lay down. So the time to control the size of your blue hydrangea is right now. So if you've got some branches, especially new growth, coming out of the center of your plant, and it's 3-4 feet tall, now is the time to cut it back. Not to the ground, because remember, blue hydrangeas bloom on the growth that was made the previous year. So all of those branches that are there now have potential to make blooms for you when they make the new growth in the spring. So if you take all the plant down to the ground, it won't have any old wood to make a flower bud on. But the new growth that's coming out, if it's really, really tall, cut it back by a third. And by doing it in August, your hydrangea will have time to make a scab on the end of the branch, sealing it so that you won't have to worry about winter dehydration. If you prune back your hydrangea in the fall, let's say in September or even later, the plant will not have enough time to scab over the cut that you made. When the wind blows during the winter, you've got this open wound, and the moisture will escape, and the stem will slowly dry out and get shorter and shorter. So now is the time to cut it back. Now, if your hydrangeas are all done blooming and the flowers are starting to look dirty, take them off. So if you got a branch that's laying down and it's 4 feet long, the flower's done on it, take that 4 foot long branch and cut it back to 3 feet. Clean up your plants. Make them look nice. Those branches will get thicker stems so that they can better hold the new flowers next season. Okay? So you give that a try, you're going to see a big difference. But if the flowers are looking tired, get them off the plant so that the energy is used to make new growth and to make the plant stronger for next season. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got a question from Joe from Rhode Island with a question about his cabbage.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I love your program. Well,
thank
about
you.
2 or 3 months ago, I bought a couple little, about 6 little squash plants and planted them. And it turns out they were mismarked and they're actually cabbage. So the cabbage is growing and it's doing really well. The leaves are doing really well, but it's not balling up. And I don't know if I got a different kind of cabbage plant. It's kind of a heavy leaf. It looks very healthy, but there's no ball in there. I don't know if I'm too early on that or just wanted your opinion on all that.
How big is the plant right now? How wide?
Oh, probably 18 inches. A foot to 18 inches.
Okay. Because, see, if it was the big cabbage, it should be almost 2.5 to 3 feet wide. Cabbage is a plant. Cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, they're all in a family called a cold weather crop, a cold season crop. And if you want to have good cabbage, good broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and celery, for example, you need to get that in the garden early while the climate is still cool or even cold. They will tolerate a frost. If they can get established early in the season, you will have the best plant that you ever had. So if your cabbage right now is only a foot across, it could have been a plant that stayed in the container too long. It became pot-bound and planted too late in the year. And, for example, if you plant cabbage in June, don't expect anything. It should go in late April and during May so that it can get established while the weather is cool. If you put it in early to mid-June, the weather is warm at that point. It doesn't have a chance to really mature. So, and the other thing is, you could have accidentally got flowering cabbage. And flowering cabbage is only foliage, and it will change color when we get cold weather in September. So that's a possibility also. Or it could be kale that you eat the foliage.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful complex crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guidance Club, 800-259-9231. And if you want a great email newsletter, go to paulparent.com. It's free. It's every single Thursday, and I write three stories. If you are getting the newsletter, you'll probably notice that on the right side, we have put in a new little box. And if you have a friend or a neighbor who's a gardener, you can send them the newsletter, and it will not be permanent. It's just like you sending them an email, and that will help them to become a better gardener. And it's all free. Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got a question from Mike from Mass with a question about wild geese.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
A commercial property, and adjacent to the property is a man-made pond with wild geese there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming on to a newly planted lawn and dumping everywhere and destroying the lawn, dumping on sidewalks and the pavement. I'm wondering how I can stop that.
If you had listened to the show a little bit earlier, we have a sponsor. His name, the name of the company is called Bobex. B-O-B-B-E-X. And if you go on their website, which is www.bobex.com, and they have a product called Bobex G for geese. And I had a friend, like you, in Massachusetts. They were right on the ocean, and the geese would come in, and what a mess they made. They would pull the grass out, and they would leave their waste products all over the whole yard. And you could not go in the yard to enjoy the beautiful ocean view because of all of the geese damage left there. I got them a bottle of Bobex G for geese, We applied it to the lawn, and the geese stopped coming. It's very, very safe, and one of the active ingredients is when they make wine, they put it in the barrel, they let it ferment. Well, when all the fermentation process is done, you have sludge in the bottom of the barrel. And they use that sludge as part of the ingredients for Bob XR. Very, very bitter tasting grape. They apply it to the lawn. And when the goose or the duck begins to feed on the lawn, it is so bitter and sour, they will leave the area because there's no food there. They won't eat the grass. And the stuff works great. But go to their website, Bobex, BOBBEX.com. And then when they sell different products, but they are the only company that I know that sells a goose repellent. I've used it. I have had wonderful results, and the geese will not bother you. So, Bobex.com. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, and it really does a good job. Now, in your garden, at this time of the year, we've been saying a lot today that you need to feed your plants if you want flower buds for next year. We've been pushing this morning that you need to feed your annuals, your perennials, and your vegetable garden with a liquid feed. Not a granular, a liquid. Say to yourself, it's August. We have about 7 weeks or less to make the garden grow. So we need something that works fast. Fish emulsion, seaweed, or the blue stuff. It's water soluble. The plant can absorb it through the foliage and through the roots. So you mix it up, you spray it, or use a watering can, pour it directly over the foliage of your plant. What hits the ground, the root system will catch. So if you want good winter squash, bigger carrots, bigger beets, and more productive vegetables and flowers, get the water-soluble fertilizer on the garden now. Do it every week. Do it every two. But push, push, push.